When I think about peace, I think about more than getting a political agreement, getting a negotiated agreement signed. That's obviously a very important part. But I'm thinking in terms of a viable peace, a lasting peace, a process for peace that can really transform the way the society functions. Because in the places of deep-rooted conflict that we're talking about in the world, like the Middle East, for instance, or between India and Pakistan, or in the Balkans, where people have been in conflict for decades, if not longer, what you have is a whole culture that has built up around being at war. All of the systems of the society, the psychological systems, the economic systems, the political systems, they have become infected, if you will, and we might even say addicted to being in a state of perpetual conflict. So what that means is that how the children are taught in school regenerates the conflict from generation to generation. It means that how the economic structures are set up keeps one group on top of the other. It means that how the political processes are set up keeps certain groups in power and certain groups out of power. And my work and our work at the Institute for Multitrack Diplomacy is to say, in order to get a real peace, a viable, lasting peace process, which is going to take time, you need to bring in all of the elements of society. You need to bring in not just the politicians and the formal diplomats, but the business community has to be part of the conversation. The educational community has to be part of it. The religious community needs to be there. The media has to be part of the conversation. The private citizens in every capacity. People from all walks of life basically have to be part of the process of transforming from a war-habituated or conflict-habituated system to a peace-embracing system.
Otherwise,
it won't last.
Document of peace is just a piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly.